they've got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurd takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, gets to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks a third tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's out of the 20. He's out of the 10. He's out of the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurd breaking tackle after tackle. Sweeps down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again. Goes to the 40, gets away again. To the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking, got it.
Post, and it's good.
It's second down. Ryan takes the snap. Throws the flag to the left side. It's Russell. Intercepted. The 49ers pick it. And Navarro Bowman. His redemption. Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown. No greater redemption.
San Francisco 49ers. We can do whatever.
Click, click, boom. What's going on, faithfuls? It's your boy Mike from Nothing But Niners Crew. Guys, we are here. Let me mute my TV. I got some UFC stuff going on in the background, man. Some good fights on tonight, man, right? Right? They're looking pretty good. Let me turn this green screen thing off. I know you guys are seeing some of that glitter and sparkles and all that stuff right now. Let's get all that stuff turned off, man. My apologies, guys. All right, there we go. All right. Hopefully you guys can hear me loud and clear. Whew. All right. Hope everybody is having a good weekend out there. Hope everybody is doing well. All right. We're going to get to these questions, though. Let's talk. Y'all throw them in there. Let's get to it. Dan Albright says, why teams take Niner coaches but not Chief coaches? Chief coaches haven't won since they left. I think Kyle Shanahan's descendants have been doing well much faster. You know, you look at guys like Sean McVay and Matt LaFleur. These guys go out right away and just get success. Boom, postseason. Look at the Dolphins and McDaniels, right? Like, it just happens. So I think that teams are going to be more inclined for that instant success. Like, that's what they want. They're going to go out there and seek after these guys that they know or that they think win quicker. So why not go after Kyle's guys if those are the guys that are winning? There's clearly something is happening correctly here. And by the way, Andy Reid and his coaching tree is vast, and it's much longer in lineage and branches off of it, you know, than Kyle Shanahan's. Kyle's a new head coach, right? And so he's the new hot guy. He's the new hot thing. Andy Reid has been doing this for well over 20 years. I'm saying 20 years, but you know, he's got his time with the Eagles. He's got his time with the Chiefs. And so he's going much more. People have been getting plucked from Andy Reid for well over a decade. So I don't think it's just us. We're just the hot flavor of the month right now. Which NFL free agent would you like to target, and which 49ers players would you like to trade to save money, and who would you replace the player you trade away with? Well, god dang, Mike, got us loaded up here. Okay, Danielle Hunter would be my top NFL free agent to target. I'm going to go out there, get a young guy, kind of young guy, who can come in here and really, really add a presence on the opposite side. And this is a guy that we're not going to put a lot on his plate. We want you to come in here, and you got one job. You go out there and you whoop ass. You get after the quarterback, right? I would love to see that happen. When it comes to which player or players would I trade away to make some cap space, I think this is going to sound crazy. I think one of our top two wide receivers can be traded this year. And more likely, the guy who's more likely to be replaceable is Brandon Ayuk. He might have hurt himself last offseason when he tweeted out 1,000 yards and I'm the fourth option on the team. And then he you know, the little rocket emoji, like I'm taking off, right? And while that sounds good and you're making your case for yourself, you're patting yourself on the back, you admitted that you're the fourth option, and you did that. Like, if the Niners had another consistent fourth option behind the running back, the tight end, and Debo, maybe that person would eat also, right? Like, is it because the other pieces are so good you're eating? I don't think that's the case. Let me be very clear what I'm saying. I don't think that's the case. But that doesn't mean that the Niners might not think, hey, well, maybe he's replaceable. Maybe he's someone that we can go in here. If we get someone who's solid, a good route runner and a willing blocker right away with some twitchiness, we might be able to replicate that production. I heard something, and I kind of want to try it, but I'm not in position to try it a lot. If you or someone you know, that sounds like a ad for, like, never mind. If you or someone you know vomits a lot, maybe after a couple of drinks or something like that, I heard that you can't vomit if you hum at the same time. Like, if you feel that you're about to throw up and you start humming, that it doesn't happen. I don't remember why it said it, but that's what it said. And then which player would you trade away? Who would you replace? Sorry, I'm going back to the questions because I realized I was rambling there. I don't know if I would target someone. You got to draft someone. You have to draft someone. So it depends on what receivers fall, you know? It really depends on what receivers fall. You want to get a person who's going to come in here with great work ethic, someone who's going to come in here and run routes the way you want them to. It might be another McCaffrey, right? I know people are talking about, I don't know where he's going to fall in the draft and where he's going to go, but there's some good wide receivers in this draft for sure that you can go out there and get. So we have to see who's worthy of the selection. See what I did there? Yeah. You guys might notice, too, this is the first time I've been back on the couch in a really, really long time. We've rearranged some things. We had a three-seater here. So I am sitting on the crack and in the middle of the love seat, and I am not happy about that. Nothing is centered the way it's supposed to be. This used to hang directly over the middle of the middle seat, and it's all off. So sitting down and hitting record was driving me crazy because nothing was symmetrical. So I just want you guys to know the mental distress that I'm in while doing this episode. DJ Malone, what's popping, y'all? All right. Do y'all add honey and lemon to your coffee? Nah, bro. Creamer, some of the pure cane sugar. Honey and lemon, no, bro. My wife doesn't, she's more of a tea person. I like coffee more for the smell of it. I think that there's nothing better in the morning than the smell of a fresh brewing pot of coffee or a cup of coffee if you got the Keurig, right? But leave the lid off. Like, that smell is just incredible. That smell says motivation, like time to go, for whatever reason for me. But I'm, you know, I have coffee here, but I haven't done that. I don't know if I'm going to try it either. But you guys let me know if that's a thing, and I'll go over the comments. What are your thoughts on James Williams from Miami Hurricanes, linebacker safety? Haven't watched him. What about T'Vondre Sweat, defensive tackle from Texas? Haven't watched him. Guys, I'm not huge into watching college ball. I watch some of the bowl games and things like that. And, you know, if the Niners have a bye week or, you know, if I'm not doing other shows, I'll catch them, my Ohio State guys, right? But if I were to sit here and tell you, oh, I've watched this guy, I've done my research, I've checked this guy out, I'm lying to you guys. I go into full-blown crunch mode after the first week of free agency. So when the new league year starts and things get moving, then you guys can ask me these kind of questions, and I'll have real answers for you, too. But I'm not – you guys watch the No Harm, No Foul show, and Wayne will randomly just start talking about a bunch of prospects, and I just sit there because, sure. I mean, you know their names, you know what their stats or something. I don't know. I don't have any of that up here right now, not yet. I couldn't tell you who the top 10 picks are going to be in the draft. Like, that's how much I don't care about it until after free agency and I start looking and doing my own research. So that's my method. And there's a lot of people who don't operate that way at all. And kudos to them. But I've been doing this for so long. I know not to get my hopes up on the likes of, you know, all these different prospects, and none of them even make it to your team. So I wait to look for fits and needs. Everyone's going to go out there and say, oh, well, we need defensive linemen. Like, who's going to fall to us? What if we end up going out there and really getting Danielle Hunter? Now you're not thinking defensive lineman at 31, which changes your whole draft board, your whole draft strategy. And I refuse to waste time and energy and all that doing that. So I wait till free agency gets here. I'm sorry. I know it's a boring answer, but it's what I do. Do you know anyone who eats Oreos with sour cream? Yeah, he asked me this question. My son looked at me like, what are you talking about? No, I don't. And if you do, I'm going to recommend that you have them, like, you know, analyzed. Maybe, you know, overnight or something. Maybe bring some puppets. Bring a book, right? Ask them to just draw and doodle and see what demons they put on paper, because that doesn't sound normal to me. And if I'm offending anybody, I'll order the puppets and call the doctor, and we can get this worked out. We can get this worked out, okay? I want nothing but the best for you guys. What is your favorite holiday? Thanksgiving. Easy. Boom. No one's expecting gifts, just food, football, laughs, and family. It's Thanksgiving. And it's not even about gifts, because at Christmas time, I love giving gifts to people. I love seeing the joy on family's face and things like that, right? But there's a lot of selfish behavior around Christmas time. Valentine's Day isn't really a thing here. What are some of the other holidays? President's Day doesn't really do anything for me. 4th of July, yeah, right. You've seen them all, type of thing, with the fireworks and all that stuff. Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a cool one. A lot of people have off for it. We all usually get together. It's the time for my family reunions. So those are cool ones. I will say Memorial Days are pretty cool, actually. Which is kind of like Thanksgiving. We don't expect anything. We go so far out in the country that people don't have cell phone reception. We really lock in. It's just family. It's food. It's alcohol, talking, laughs, remember the days. It's a long weekend of reminiscing. So Memorial Day is great. I got a baby brother whose birthday is around there. Thanksgiving, my birthday is around there. So maybe those are the ones that I love the most, but definitely Thanksgiving for me. Football is on at that time. How many hookah pipes do you have? The blue one, the red one, the black one. Those are the silicone ones. I have the two camel skin ones. And then I think I have three other plastic ones, but I don't use any of those. So I have five that I actively use. Five that I actively use. He said Oreos with sour cream. Yeah, cereal killers. Exactly, right? Like, that's people who pour the milk first before the cereal. Are you going to any 49er games this year? Yes, I will be. I just don't know which ones yet. I got to look at the schedule. My middle daughter turns 10, so we have to go to a game together around the time of her birthday, and that's in December, late December, too, around Christmas. So we will see what games we actually go to this year. Not sure yet, though. Waiting for the schedule to actually be released, all right? What's poppin', Mike? What did you have for dinner? Did I have dinner? Oh, I had some thin crust pizza and four wings. Yeah, thin crust pizza and four wings. He said I had two fried eggs, bowl of oatmeal, breakfast sausage, and French toast. Okay, breakfast for dinner. That's always a classic. That's always a good one there. I like your Avi too, man. It's fire. Favorite moment you've had that's happened while on air? Mine is when y'all found out we traded for Trent. All right. Okay. The Trent Williams trade was pretty cool. We were live on air when the 49ers traded for Christian McCaffrey. That was an exciting one. Favorite moment when on air. I don't know, man. Doing the 24-hour live stream That one was pretty epic. That one was really, really good. For some reason, YouTube still won't let that video replay, and I don't know why. I got to figure out what happened with that. That's very troubling that YouTube still hasn't cleared that video for replay. But it is what it is. It didn't come out the way I wanted it to, but it was still fun. And next year, if we're going to the Super Bowl, it'll be even better. It'll be even better. All right. I don't know if I have one favorite moment. You know, after doing this for 7 years, you kind of get like a top ranking thing. So I know a lot of people who, if you've been here from the beginning, I had this interaction with the leaf blower guy. I went to a game and this guy was just, he was following me around the parking lot with a fucking leaf blower. But the issue was there were no leaves. It was like 6 leaves. Like, just pick him up. He's got this leaf blower blowing him around the whole parking lot. I went from a table to like a wall. Then I moved to like the actual parking lot and I'm sitting on the curb and he's still over there. Like, and I'm saying shit. I was getting upset. But it was a classic moment in Nothing But Niners history. Nick was on with me. He's cracking up, you know, like these, those were some of the best moments. Like some of the impromptu stuff that just happened and you don't know what's going on. Those were absolutely some of the best moments. Let me see here. Did we get to all of them? I think we got to all the questions. This might be the last one here. Another draft giveaway this year. Did we do a draft giveaway last year? I got to get back into the giveaway bag. I'll be honest with you guys, man. I haven't done a giveaway on this show. I did some on Patreon. I don't know if I've done a giveaway on this show in a while. You know what, man? Yeah. Yeah. We will do a draft giveaway of some sort. We will. All right. So stay tuned. Listen, we are over the 15 minutes. That's going to do it. I got to all the questions today. So on that note, I'm going to let Wayne take us out of here, man. Prepare for glory, anticipate pain, but always remain faithful. This was fun. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. See, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, we them nothing but Niners.
We nothing but Niners. We nothing but Niners. We nothing but Niners. We nothing but
Niners. We them nothing but Niners.